Get ready to rock The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And hello and welcome to the fourth of our Rising Stars showcases. A series of podcasts where we feature up-and-coming and independent bands. And this time we're going to be featuring Riser. They come from north of the border in Scotland. They've been going for several years now. We're going to be featuring tracks from the band, including tracks from their 2007 released album, The Well-Dressed Thief, together with some demos and unreleased material. And we'll be talking to the band's Chris Blair. The band feature Graham Chyler on drums, Mike Eady on bass and vocals, Greg Jones lead guitar and vocals, and Chris Blair lead vocals, guitar and whistle. Let's hear some music now from Riser. This is the lead track from the album released in 2007, The Well-Dressed Thief, Anger Flow.
To be lost in the firing line. Hey, hey, hey.
and that's Riser and Anger Flow. And we asked the band's songwriter, Chris Blair, a little bit about the background of how the band got together.
When we started out, I mean, we went through a certain transgression in band members. At first, it was always, like probably the vast majority of bands do, get your mates, get in a room together, each of you pick an instrument, and just try and make some music. But sadly, that never works out, and you suddenly realise that the rest of the band are rubbish or not up to par, so you start replacing them by doing the friendly thing and not phoning your friends back and drafting in other people. So, it's just walking about, advertising, just trying to meet different people through friends of friends. Like the guitarist is a friend of a friend, the bassist was the only person who answered an advert, the only person out of there must be countless bass players, one person, so we had to take him.
Don't worry, it worked out in the end. Mike Eadie's a great bass player. Now, the band hooked up with the producer David Payton for their debut album released in 2007, The Well-Dressed Thief. David Payton's perhaps best known for his work in the 70s with the pop band Pilot.
He's never kind of done stuff with a younger kind of rock-based band before, but I don't know, we just gelled, just worked, you know, straight away. He seemed to be able to read our minds with what certainly I would like on a track, but would never have the wherewithal to do myself, you know. I couldn't sit down and write a string section or whatever like that, but he just seems to know what to do and how much to do it.
Okay, more from Riser. This is Rockstar.
When I get old, I'm gonna start up a rock band. Guitarist, do the bass and the drums. Do all the nightclubs, pubs and the town halls. Venues for everyone who come in a show. Try to get famous, sign to a label. Make a CD that we'll try to sell. Establish your fan base, I see all the same face. Each of them with their own story to tell.
Ready to rock, the Rising Stars playing Riser. And that's Rockstar from the band's album Well Dressed Thief. And as you might expect, the band are gigging fairly regularly. And Chris Blair told us about a rather unusual track that's been going down particularly well in the live context.
We don't really do cover songs, but this one's been getting a great reaction, so we just thought, right, well, we may as well record it. It's just a live version, but it's surprisingly good for because it was in a decent studio, you know, it came out quite nicely. So Splurge Guns pedal car.
Yes, Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone,
yes.
So, well done, Dave. You know the song Bad Guys. Could have been anything that we wanted to be. We do a kind of modern day version of that, but I swear to God, the reaction has been disgusting for something we'd done originally just as a bit of fun. But people are kind of digging that more than anything else. That's getting the loudest cheer of the night.
We could have been anything that we wanted to be. And I'm not saying we should. I'd be delighted to give it some thought. Maybe you'll agree that we really are. Two, three, four. We could have been anything that we wanted to be. With all the talent we have. With little practice, we made every blacklist. We're the very best at being bad guys. Rotten to the core.
There's a track that shows the diversity of Riser. That's Bad Guys. Yes, indeed.
Get ready to rock the Rising Stars with David Randall.
And there's certainly a diversity in Riser's music. We asked Chris Blair what sort of albums he's been listening to in the last year or so.
I've had my drummer hammering on at me for a long, long time now. Listen to The National. So I got their album Boxer and never had it off. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing, beautifully crafted songs, very original kind of sound. It's just brilliant. Really, really into them very, very quickly, which is very strange for me with the kind of modern music, because I like the sort of older sounding stuff, but they really sort of grabbed me straight off. Rufus Wainwright, I've been listening a lot to him. Got his album Want One, again phenomenal, but that's like top production on the production side of it. I would say that's what attracts me to that. It's glorious. It's all the arrangements, and you know, your brass sections, and they're so intricate and so beautifully spaced. It's just gorgeous to listen to. And one that I'm loath to mention, because when the guys hear this, they'll just be cursing me, because I've been going on and on about it for God knows how long now, but I just became aware of Jethro Tull bursting out head over heels. Just glorious. Can't stop listening to it. I think it's one of the best albums I've heard. So it's quite exciting that I've just discovered this band that's been around for so long. Great thing about it is they've got so much back catalogue. You can just go, you've maybe heard three songs and you think, God, that's really good. And then you do some digging and you're like, Christ, there's seven albums here that I can listen to now and discover anew, you know. It's so good. So yeah, I got very excited and made my father very happy.
Let our drummer take over here. This is entitled My Crescendo.
Oh, shit.
It is indeed a crescendo. That's different.
And maybe one of these days we'll see Chris on stage with a band in a long greatcoat, standing on one leg and playing a flute. Here's a track recorded live at Heriot Watt University, My Crescendo. On the Rising Stars, and that's a live track. It goes down well live, that one. That's My Crescendo. And one of our favourite tracks on the album Well Dressed Thief is Just Seen a Ghost. And Mike Eadie, the bass player, recounts that Chris Blair and Greg Jones, the guitarist, were playing in the studio as the drummer Graham Chyler was setting up. They ran through the song once after hearing it in Chris Blair's kitchen the day before. They started playing, the producer pressed record, and he just arrived from the off-license, and then came in with backing vocals. Chris Blair continues.
I think I was very lucky in the order in which the words scrambled into my head that day and poured out onto paper. Circumstantially advantageous. We don't seem to have a lot of songs with using a capo on the guitar. I know, it sounds, you know, so inane, but I was like, I've got to start using this, because I've had it for years and I've never used the bloody thing, so I just whacked it on a fret at random and started doing some, like, plucky things on the guitar strings. and just came out with the opening sort of bit for Just Seen a Ghost, and then just kind of hummed along to it, and I was like, that was very good. And we're actually recording the following day, and I went down to the studio, and the drummer hadn't turned up yet, so I said to the engineer, can you just turn a mic on and plug in this acoustic? And I just recorded it. I played it to the rest of the guys while it got recorded, and that was it, basically. They all loved it, and the drummer came, and we recorded the whole song that same day.
You were more than a friend, but you didn't understand why we. You were tied to your bedroom, the days and the nighttime. Telling you time all the things that I said wasn't right, and we tried to explain all the feelings that weren't real. The tears in your eyes seem to reflect the fear that you feel. You were just like. Just like you were, just like the look in your eyes seemed to feel that you'd just seen a ghost. You were just like, you were just like, you were just like. Look in your eyes seems to say that you'd just seen a ghost. And you tried to keep all of the times in your mind now, as you watched other people just trying to sing songs. To be one of the lonely people, you were trying to see why you felt it was you. The tears in your eyes seem to reflect the fear that you felt. You were just like. Just like, you were just like. The tears in your eyes seem to say that you've just seen a ghost. You were just like, you were just like, you were just like. Look in your eyes seems to say that you've just seen a ghost. Just seen a ghost. Just seen a ghost. Just seen a ghost. Just seen a ghost.
And that's the demo version of Just Seen a Ghost. And the band are entering the recording studios again shortly to record material for their next album. They'll also be playing lots more gigs this year and hopefully venturing further south of the border. Let's have another demo now. This is Flare Gun.
You could have been by the railway. You should have seen what the dead term. Out on a limb, might have seen me. What could happen if you'd come for me?
die with a flare gun.
Talented Riser, and you can find them at www.riser.co.uk, myspace.com/risermusic. And there's a track on our Rising Stars CD. More about that on our dedicated page, getreadytorock.com/risingstars. I hope you've enjoyed this 30-minute showcase. Join us again soon from all of us at GetReadyToRock.com. Enjoy your music. Bye for now.